From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama and Asia-Pacific leaders meeting in Lima, Peru, are still focusing Sunday on trade and the incoming administration of President-elect Donald Trump. The U.S. president and other world leaders are in Lima for the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting, the APEC summit. And barring unforeseen circumstances, this will be the final foreign trip of Obama's 8 years in the White House. On Saturday, Obama had a message for 1,000 young leaders from all over Latin America and the Caribbean on President-elect Trump, saying don't assume the worst.
Democracy means that sometimes you have to compromise. And it means that, you know, the outcomes of elections don't always turn out the way you would hope. And then you know, we're going through that in the United States, and I'm doing everything I can to help facilitate a successful transition with the president-elect in the United States.
Meanwhile, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is continuing to meet with prospective candidates for high-level jobs within his administration. Vice President-elect Mike Pence, who is in charge of the transition team, spoke on CBS's Face the Nation about Saturday's meeting with Republican Mitt Romney.
I would tell you that it was not only a cordial meeting, but also it was a very substantive meeting. And I can say that Governor Romney is under active and serious consideration to serve as Secretary of State of the United States.
Romney had opposed Trump's candidacy during the campaign, and this Sunday Trump sits down with Wilbur Ross, a potential Commerce Secretary, and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. This is VOA News.